I almost can't believe that I'm saying this, but it's day 365 of hashtag 365. And it's time for a weigh-in.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Goodness me. A podcast every single day. A year-long journey. And it all comes down to this moment. Mad. So, as you'll recall, potentially, when I started hashtag 365, or just before I started it, I weighed 18 stone and 9 pounds. I got myself into the sort of frame, and then on day zero when I did a weigh-in, I was 18 stone and 6 pounds. And from there, it's been all about hammering that weight down each week. The goal was 14 stone 6, then 14 stone, then just seeing a 14 at the start of my weight. Then Christmas happened. It's been a tumultuous time, to say the least. If you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know there's been ups and downs. There's been thrills and spills. But it's time to find out what my final weight is on day 365. Well, I say final weight. I'm obviously going to keep going until I reach the goal that I want to hit, but final weight of this 365-day journey. Let's step on the scales and see where we're at. Here we go. Okay, reading one says 15 stone. That's good news. And could have gone up. 15 stone and 5 pounds. Let's do it again. 15 stone and 5 pounds. My final weight at the end of this 365-day journey is 15 stone and 5 pounds. Now, that's a total of 3 stone and 1 pounds weight loss. 43 pounds lost over the course of a year. Just under a pound a week, every week, across the year on average. You know, it started out as an experiment. It started out as the result of me spending an entire lifetime, it seems, of like losing weight and putting it back on, losing weight, putting it back on, losing weight, putting it back. Yo-yoing, they call it, don't they? I remember them saying that about Ricky Lake when I was a kid. Remember Ricky Lake? They always just say, well, her weight yo-yos. Poor Ricky Lake. What's the matter with people? Why did I bring it up? Why am I talking about Ricky Lake? Oh, you probably don't even know who Ricky Lake is. Maybe you do. Good old Ricky Lake. What happened to Ricky Lake? It's not about Ricky Lake, this is about me. Anyway, I spent my entire life with my weight yo-yoing. And every time I did like a diet, every time I lost some weight, it would never make any, I'd never discover anything deep about myself or anything about my relationship with food. It was just diet after diet, fad after fad, failure after failure. Some of the stuff worked, put it back on. Some of the stuff worked, put it back. Do you know what I mean? What all that experience brought me to, though, was this experiment. I thought to myself, why don't I try calorie restriction and walking every day across a committed year? Do it for a year, rather than just doing it with a kind of weight loss goal in my brain and that being it. Why don't I combine a weight loss goal with the commitment to doing it for at least a year? And then add the additional layer on of doing a podcast every day. So there's some accountability for it. I can't hide away. And after 2 months when it gets a bit tired or, I'm a bit bored of it, I just stop doing it and no one cares. Like commit a proper public commitment. That's where this idea for this experiment came from. That was like the whole point of it. Fewer calories in every day. Move your body slightly more in a sustained way. That's what the science says should make me lose weight steadily, healthily, and effectively. And at the end of this journey, I am 3 stone and a pound lighter. The lightest I've been since I was a young teenager. And I've achieved it, as you've heard, while still having quite a lot of fun. You know, scanning back through the year, I think I've probably messed it up probably just as much as I've been on it. 50% of the time, it's been an unmitigated disaster. In fact, some people have told me that's the thing they've liked about it the most. The journey. Hearing me going from, oh my God, I'm so focused. Right, let's do this. To the next day being like, oh, it's all gone to hell. I went to a buffet. Oh, but that commitment to doing it for a year, you know, that consistent backbone of this approach has meant that the weight loss, the weight's come off as a consistent downward trend over the year, exactly as I hoped that it would. And although this journey started as an experiment, I don't think I was fully prepared for the impact it would have on me as a person in totality. I kind of knew it was going to work, but I didn't realise it was going to work as well as it has. You know? Anyway, in life, as we know, there's always someone who's trying to sell you something. And that's fine. I know that world. I work in that world. You know, people want to know about stuff and people have got stuff to sell. The two meet. Advertising, marketing is cool. I get it. But it makes me sad, really sad, that there's people who are overweight, people with much, much worse problems with their weight than I've ever had, who are being taken for a ride by the diet and food industries. Every single day, they're spending their money on diet industry quick fixes. They're confusing, the food industry's confusing you to think, that certain foods are good for you when they're not, and that certain diets are good for you when they're not. They're confusing into thinking there's only their way to lose weight. You know, it's bullshit. And the last year, my lived experience over the last year has proved that. Despite falling off the wagon basically every week, this year, I have lost an enormous amount of weight through sticking to three core principles. One, eat fewer calories every day and log what you eat. Two, move more. Whatever that means to you, just move a bit more. And three, the most crucial of all, sustain this for 365 days. Commit to doing it for a year. It's that simple. And unless you've got an underlying medical issue, unless there's something else going on, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's that simple. It's what people have been saying for years, but the diet industry, they cloud it all by making out it's more complicated than it is. It isn't. Eat fewer calories, move more, and do that as a committed thing over a sustained period of time. My goal's still set at 14 stone. Well, actually, more specifically, my goal is to trim off this last bit of fat that I've got around my belly and sides. I didn't quite manage to trim all that off. There's still some there. I didn't quite manage to do it by the end of 365 days. You know, as I said, Christmas came, you know, family birthdays came, New Year's came, the whole thing came, and it sort of sabotaged me right at the end. Not that I wasn't sabotaging myself all the way through, of course. But the beautiful thing is that I know I'm going to get there. And I know it's not going to take that long. It's not going to take long at all. So up to you whether you want to listen to it, obviously, but I'm going to upload a weigh-in each week. I'm not going to carry on doing a daily podcast, but I'm going to update you with a weigh-in each week through here on the same feed until I get to that goal weight. And who knows, maybe beyond. I've learned so much over this year. A lot of which I've recapped over the last few days, so I'm not going to start banging on about it all again now. Plus, surely you've had enough of me by now. God, 365 days of Baker. I mean, I wonder what the actual amount of audio is. What are we saying? Probably an average of like 4-minute episode length. I know some of the episodes have been a lot longer, some have been slightly shorter. I mean, we're probably talking like 20 hours plus of straight Baker talking at you. Mad. But I do want to leave you. I do want to leave you with this. I want to say a massive thank you to my enormously supportive family and friends who've been there with me every single step of this journey. I've had verbal encouragement from like my mum, my dad, brother, sister, my mates, of course, my wonderful wife and my lovely daughter, and wider family on both sides. There's been so much support. I'm so thankful for it. Also, I've had physical encouragement as well. My mate Paul, he's dragged me out of bed. He's got me running time and time again. He's offered so much mental support over the year too. So thank you to you as well, Paul. And anybody else that's like even said one nice thing to me, like whether it's been, oh, you look all right, mate, or, oh, I listened to your podcast that made me laugh or whatever. Thank you so much. And finally, I want to say a massive thank you to you. You listening right now, whether you've listened all the way through 2019 to now, 13th of Jan 2020, or whether you're listening to this in the future at some point, Maybe you're on a different planet somewhere. You've just discovered this audio in the year, I don't know, 3627 or something, Earth year. Who knows? Wherever and however you've listened, thank you for listening. I really hope you've got as much out of it as I have. And just knowing that you've been there throughout has helped me commit to it. And it's genuinely helped me turn my life around. My blood pressure is no longer hypertensive. I'm 3 stone, 1 pound lighter. My circulation is vastly improved. My wife said to me the other day, she was like, Alex, do you know that your toes are now pink? I can't, your toes were never pink. Your toes are always like this kind of weird grey colour. It's like, Christ, are my feet dead? My feet dead this whole time? It's only now that I can feel my feet? Terrible. But yeah, circulation's better. Resting heartbeat's lower. I'm more physically fit than I've ever been. And that is down to this journey and down to every single one of you. So genuinely, I mean it. Thank you so much. As I say, this is obviously not the end. It's just the start. The next year, this year, the next 365 days starts tomorrow. And of course, it's about hitting that target weight. But more importantly, it's about continuing to make the most of and nourishing this vessel that I inhabit day in, day out. You get given a body, don't you, when you're born? Just looking down at my body now. You get given this thing, and you can either choose to look after it or choose to completely abuse it. And looking after it feels wicked. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. Take care.